This is show number 387 of the Home Based Travel Agent Show, and I want to thank you for coming by and taking a listen to the show. If you're a longtime listener, I want to thank you for being around for a while. We've been around for a while, since February of 2005, and this is show number 387, with show number one beginning back in February of 2005. And we've produced the show on a regular basis ever since, and we hope to continue to do that. And with your support, I think we can continue on, and we would like a little support if you can stop over at iTunes and give us a review. That's all we ask. And you can find us in iTunes by searching Travel Agent and then clicking on the Home-Based Travel Agent Show link and leaving us a review. And that helps us out. It brings us more listeners, and all in all, that's a good thing. So stop by there and give us a little love, and we thank you for that. Now, you can email me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net, and you can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS, the initials for the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. Now, we are a NACTA affiliate, and NACTA is the National Association of Career Travel Agents. And during the course of this show, you're going to hear Laureen and our guests talk about some of the fun that they've had on the FAM trips and the conferences sponsored by NACTA. And you can join in on that fun if you stop over at NACTA.com and sign up, and you'll be able to experience the conferences and the FAM trips and all the support that NACTA provides to you as a result of being a member. So just check it out and see what you think at NACTA.com. And we really appreciate the NACTA support here at the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. So with that, we're going to spend a little time talking about a beautiful spot in Alaska, Juneau, Alaska, and we are going to let you know how you can help your clients experience the beauty and the wonders that surround the capital of Alaska. So we want to get right into it, so here we go. Well, hello. This is the interview portion of the Home-Based Travel Agent Show, and Laureen Romero is with us, and once again, we have a guest, and we want to welcome our guest, and Laureen will do the introductions, but we're going to talk about some beautiful territory once again in the state of Alaska. And boys, Alaska has so much to offer that I think we could probably talk about that state for 2 years and only scratch the surface. But as we're scratching the surface, what I want to do is turn it over to Laureen and have her introduce our guest.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Harry, and happy 2018, everybody. So happy to have the door slam on 2017, and 2018 is going to be beautiful and happy. Everything's working out positive. And I'm excited to say, as a travel agent, I've had a lot of bookings already this month, and I'm hearing that from a lot of my fellow travel agents. So I'm remaining positive for this year and keeping really busy, which is good because we all need to stay busy. We have a wonderful guest on, somebody that I have met at least twice that we can think of. It's possible we have met each other other times, but she is with Juneau Tours. I'm excited to say that I will be doing a booking with her pretty much when we're done with this recording. I have clients who are doing an inside passage, which I personally try not to. If I don't have to, I want my clients to experience the land portion, which is awesome. And the inside passage is beautiful. And for me, putting clients on the inside passage is a way to get them started to understand the beauty and the culture of Alaska. So a lot of times if I have families with children, sometimes elderly parents, and they want to do things just a little more slow paced, I definitely will send them on Inside Passage. And one of the places they must go see is going to be Juneau as well as Skagway. They're beautiful towns with lots of culture. Now, cruise lines will happily sell you their cruises, which is awesome. But I like to have my clients work with a company that's locally based with local people, and will give them a little bit extra and more, have family groups. And that's exactly what's happening with this situation. And my family's going to go on a private tour, and I have connected them with the wonderful woman that I'm going to be turning the reins over to for a minute. Her name is Serene Hutchinson, and she is, are you the marketing director, my dear?
I'm the general manager.
Oh my God, even more work. Oh, a bigger hat. but we've met at two of the NACTA conferences. We met 2 years ago in Fort Lauderdale. And then we met this last September when we were at the NACTA convention in Anchorage. And she's a lot of fun, very knowledgeable. And I know that my clients are going to be in really good hands with the SAFE company that's supporting local. She'll tell you where she lives. She'll tell you a little bit more about what her life is because, you know, she doesn't commute back and forth from, like, Miami at a corporate headquarters to Juneau. She gets to stay local. And she's going to also talk a little bit about what she has to offer to you as a travel agent for your clients. So I'm going to turn the reins over to you, my dear, tell everybody about what you have to offer for your clients and what got you there? What got you this job?
Well, I'd be glad to. And thank you, Barry and Lorene, for inviting me. And I hope that you guys will just like interrupt me if I start carrying on too long, because like I warned you, I'm just naturally born chatty Cathy. And also I'm super passionate about what I do and about this area of Alaska. So wave the little verbal flag and I'll shut up when it's time. So I'm sitting here looking out my window right now and it's a beautiful winter wonderland. We just got about 6 to 8 inches of snow last night and we've had a very strange winter, I think, like a lot of places where we've ranged anywhere from 50 degrees to 5 degrees over the last couple of months and everything from rain to snow to ice storms. And it's been very exciting. I live a mile away from the Mendenhall Glacier, which is one of the world's most accessible glaciers. It's one of the only ones you can just go driving right up to. And I love to take walks there. Every time I go there, which is several times a week on a walk, I take a photo. So when people are like, oh, I've already seen a glacier, I'm like, really? Because I never get tired of them. I live about a mile away. And then Juneau is this really long, skinny town perched right beside the Inside Passage, the Pacific Ocean, and very tall mountains. So it can be quite deceiving. I love it when people hop off their cruise ship and meet me on the dock, their mouths are hanging open as they look up at their beautiful mountain peaks and they look at me and they say, what elevation are we? I find that hysterical because they just walked off a ship. But of course, I understand why they're saying it. And it's because we're so close to our mountains, just sandwiched between mountains and sea and Juneau. And it's a very remarkable, striking place. I grew up in Hawaii. I grew up in the rainforest of Hawaii on the Big Island. My brother and I, and well, five of us, we're hippie kids. His name is Sky Storm, and I'm Serene Rain. And Sky left Alaska about 25 years ago. Sorry, left Hawaii about 25 years ago to come fish in Alaska. And in his off season, he just came here with a backpack and did the super scary king crab fishing like you see on all the shows. And then in the off season, he would drive a taxi. And after a while, he's a super hard worker. He bought the taxi company that he worked for and then started buying buses. And then he bought another bus and hired our brother to be his first ever driver of buses. And the two of them drove buses, picked people up off the cruise ships. And that now was about 20 years ago. And when he bought his second bus, he named the company Juneau Tours. And he got a permit with the National Forest at the Mendenhall Glacier. And that was the beginning of it all. Now, 20 years later, we have 20 buses in Juneau, 8 buses in Skagway and 6 about to take delivery of our 7th state-of-the-art whale watching boats. So we've come a long way. I love to say that we grew up hippies in a school bus and now we own 20 buses and don't have to sleep in any of them. So that's kind of our humble beginnings. And now we are a family business. That's my brother's the owner and I'm the general manager. And of course I do all the marketing. We are kind of unique in that we're only officially opened for business for 5 months. Juneau's a small town, you know, even though we're the capital city, 99% of our tourism is off cruise ships. So though I understand Lorene's hesitation to put people on Inside Passage cruises, I say, do more. And we'll show them a great time. What I love about the Inside Passage cruises is, first of all, of course, they're coming to see me. But from your client's perspective, what's so great about it is so easy to get here and quite affordable. It can be, or it can be as luxury and expensive as you want it to be. But it is a really great kind of first act into Alaska. The statistics show about 80% of people that come to Alaska want to come back, but 40% actually do come back at least twice. So that's pretty staggering and exciting. It's both a testament to how amazing and vast Alaska is. Also, I believe it's a testament to the service and the experience they get. But most of all, it means returning customers for you as an agent and loyalty in that sense. So that's my little plug for go Inside Passage cruising. back to Juneau tours. So yeah, we're about 6 of us all year long, but then we ramp up to 80 when we're in the peak of our season. Our season runs this year. It always varies a little bit based on when the first cruise ship hits town. But this year, the first cruise ship hits town April 30th, and the last one leaves town September 30th. And we are open every single day there is a ship. So starting about May 14th this year to September 15th, we are open every single day for business. And all of our guests, majority, like I said, come off cruise ships. However, I am super excited to say that thanks to Alaska Airlines and some really good improvements in our hotels in town, we are seeing a good increase of people coming up to Juneau just from Alaska Airlines. Remember, it's more approachable than you think. It's only a 2-hour flight from Seattle to Juneau. And Alaska Airlines is so great, and a very comfortable and reliable airline to work with. And then you can go from town to town, either by ferry, which tends to require a lot of time and flexibility, or by small plane, which is very exciting to do, those 4-6 seaters. And so if you have clients coming up who don't want to do the cruise, but they want to see Southeast Alaska, please don't hesitate to contact me, and I or one of my staff will help you get set up on a great 5-day adventure in Southeast Alaska if they're not on a cruise ship. So either way, we love to take care of your clients and show them a great time. Alaska is so large, right? So I always joke that we're here in Juneau, we're the deep south of Alaska or tropical Alaska. We are quite far. We are just as far from Anchorage by plane as we are from Juneau, right in the middle. And funny thing is Juneauites are major Seattle Seahawks fans. So sometimes I feel like we're just a suburb of Seattle when there's a Seahawks game in town and you see everybody dressed in gear. It's adorable. So that's to give you an idea of where we are. But the landscape here is quite different. we are a temperate rainforest. So in general, in the summer, it's quite moist. It rains a lot, and we don't let it stop us. I love it when the forecast calls for, you know, 30% chance of rain, and people from Arizona call me and, oh no, is the tour going to cancel? Don't worry, we won't cancel. And we've also found ways, of course, of keeping people comfortable throughout their tour. Our boats are all have covered, a whole covered area inside where everyone gets a seat, and there's bathrooms aboard, and then there's deck space to step out on and wander around. Our buses are very comfortable, and Juno is set for rain. We know how to function in the rain. Of course, you always want to bring a rain jacket and layers when you come. So what we offer our family business, the five of us family members, and then 75 of our closest friends can show you a really great time in Juneau and Skagway. We are a completely independent company. And what that means is we're not contracted with the cruise line. Most of our guests are off cruise ships, as I mentioned, but we're not one of the companies that you will be assigned to if you book your shore excursions through the cruise line. So the only way to book with us is directly with us on the phone or through our website, which is www.junowhalewatch.com, or of course, www.junotours.com. Now, what does that mean, a completely independent company? And does it scare you a little bit about your clients, you know, kind of breaking free from the set tours that the cruise line is recommending? So actually, it means two really important things. It means your clients save money. Because I'm independent, I don't have to pay up to 40% commission to the cruise line for every tour they book. So I pass that savings on to your clients. So they're going to pay anywhere from 30 to 40% less on their tour than they would if they booked it through the cruise line. Then the next thing that means is I also still have room in my low retail rates to pay a 20% commission to travel agents. And then the other thing it means is if you don't enjoy your tour, my reputation, not Princess or Holland America or Radiance of the Seas or anything, my reputation is on the line. And so if you don't enjoy yourself on my tour, you go on TripAdvisor and complain about my tour, right? Not about your cruise. So that means that we take you, your clients' satisfaction at the utmost of importance. And we know everybody. We don't just get an email from the cruise line that says you're going to have 80 people at 2 o'clock. I know everybody's names that booked through me, or at least your travel agents. And so if somebody's missing, we know it and we know who it is. So you really get personal service. And also my reputation is super important, because if I don't have a good TripAdvisor rating, you're not going to feel safe to book with me, right? Whereas on the cruise lines, you know, it's just a little more anonymous and one step removed. So I really believe that we give you even better customer service. Then on top of that, my brother, Sky, is amazing. And he is the dream entrepreneur and the dream boss to work for, because he every year throws every bit of profit back in to his business, to upgrading his buses and buying new boats. So we have the top of the line, but boats and fleet. No one else in town, even the ones contracted with the cruise line, have boats or a consistent fleet like ours is. No matter which one of our boats you end up on, you'll be on a beautiful, new, well-cared for boat. And the same with our buses. We're constantly upgrading our buses. We have a source in Pennsylvania, and we get our buses from Pennsylvania, drive them all the way up here, and then we do custom wrapping on them, and we put in brand new coach seats every time so that you're comfortable but have a great view out of all of our windows. Our largest bus only holds 40 people, so that's also kind of nice. You are working with a smaller crowd. And on top of that, as Lorene mentioned, because we have so many buses and so many boats, we love to come up with custom packages for you. Custom packages can start with groups as small as six for any bus tour, as long as you have, or land tour, any, as long as you have six people, I can give you a really amazing tour for a surprisingly low price, custom designed to where you want to go. And then, of course, including pickup and drop off at the cruise ships. When it comes to boat tours, for groups of 20 or more, I can do private tours on boats with no additional private tour charge. You can still get the discounted rates and the full commissions, and then automatically get a private boat as long as you have at least 20 people. Then the last thing I wanted to say in reference to, breaking away from the cruise line appointed excursions is everyone is afraid they're going to miss their ship. And that's a very valid concern, because everyone that comes to Juneau and Skagway is there for a very, limited amount of time. Most ships get you there in the morning around 7 or so, and then leave about 8 or 9 o'clock. But there are a couple of cruise lines that are here much shorter. The Norwegian Cruise Line is only in Juneau, either depending on the ship, 6 or 7 hours. So it can be quite a concern. As I mentioned, Juneau's this long, skiddy town, and we take you all the way away from your cruise ship on a bus, and then we put you on a boat and take you even further away from your cruise ship. So getting back is of utmost importance. And I'm happy to say we guarantee your guests will get back to their ship in time. We've never left anyone behind. And actually, to be honest, that's not exclusive to me. All of us independent companies are very careful about that, because the moment you left one person behind, your reputation would be ruined. But not only that, we set our whole schedule based on the ship's arrival and departure. So you have nothing to worry about. But your clients still may want a guarantee, and we do officially have a guarantee, and that is if you miss your ship due to our tour being late, we will fly you via float plane to your next port of call and put you up in a hotel, all at our own expense. Now, when I tell people that guarantee, they get this mischievous look in their eye and they think, "Ooh, I'm going to miss my ship so that I can get a free float plane and hotel." But we watch very carefully. That's never happened. There is like urban legend in town of some people missing their ships because they were shopping or they were drinking too much at the Red Dog Saloon. But I will say none of us tour companies have ever left anybody behind. So you can book with us with great confidence, knowing they'll get picked up at their ship, they'll get brought back to their ship, they will have an excellent experience, and they will save money as well. We really stand by our experience and we stand by our product. All of that bragging aside, the thing that I love the most, And I've been so blessed to grow up in Hawaii and now live in Alaska. What I love is what I provide is this beautiful experience, seeing such a beautiful area, which I can't take credit for how gorgeous Juneau is and the water is and how epic the whales are. What we do, it's not a tourist trap. I know sometimes people feel like, when you book your client on an Inside Passage cruise, like it's really not real Alaska. Let me tell you, when they come with us, they're going to see real Alaska. Yeah, there's lots more to see for sure. But what they're going to see with us is real Alaska. I have locals every week. I have locals on my boats. Like I said, I walk to the glacier a couple times a week, and every time I do, I take a picture. I tell you what, Juneau and Skagway are not tourist traps. They're not things just invented to take tourists' money. They are amazing natural wonders that we feel so honored every day to get to show off to people. And the whales up here, Juneau is starting to get recognized as a world-class whale watching destination. And I can attest to that, having grown up in Hawaii and seen whales off and on all throughout, you know, my life, I've never seen anything like what we see up here. And why is that? Well, it's partly just what the whale's natural behavior. So they, as many people know, they migrate between the Alaskan waters and the Hawaiian and or the Mexican waters, right? Well, they go to the warm waters to, you know, get some lovin' or to have some babies. And then they come up to Alaska to eat. So, you know, that's kind of similar to how I like to live my life. Go to Hawaii for lovin' and then come to Alaska to eat. Along those lines, the next thing we're super proud of in Juneau is that we are quickly becoming very famous for our food scene, which for us locals who live here, it has been such a great side effect of the growing tourism in our area, is we're getting better and better restaurants every year. And our restaurants are really hustling to be unique and creative. And we are quite an international town just on its own. So we have amazing, along with our baseline of, you know, great seafood, we have a lot of Asian influences and a lot of fusion, a lot of Mexican influences and South American influences. So our food scene is just becoming really exciting up here. So that's another great reason to come up and get off your ship and really enjoy yourself in Juneau and in Skagway. So that's kind of my pitch. I barely took a breath. Are there any questions?
Well, I think you did an awesome job because, you know, I have been to Hawaii many, many times and Alaska many, many times. And there's definitely a soulfulness of both cultures. And we all know, you know, when you look further in the history, there's definitely a deep, deep connection of our 49th and 50 states and the cultures that live there and come from there. And I hear it coming from you. And it's interesting because when I, the first time I met you, I went, oh, she's Hawaiian. That's weird. My brain was not having a connection about Alaska, Alaska, Alaska. It was going, no.
Yeah.
So it's good to hear that you know, you brought the best of both of your worlds together and are giving it to people. I mean, I think that is a true testament of who you are and what you have to put in, back into tourism, because tourism could be tough. We know it's challenging. Right now, like you're saying, you know, you're kind of in your own space and you've got your kids going to school and then in a couple and you're ramping up for the summer season, which
and you're waiting for me to reply to your email.
And you're traveling, right? How many shows have you done lately?
Yeah, well, exactly. Because we're independent, we have to really hustle. You know, I go to travel shows all over the country. I love participating in NACTA events. I just returned from the New York Times Travel and Adventure Show. And before that, I was in the AAA show in Columbus. Next, I go, well, actually, don't feel sorry for me, but tomorrow I leave for Hawaii. I'm actually going to Maui. I'm going to several of my boat captains are, they work in Hawaii in the winter and then they come back and work for me in the summer. So me and a couple of my staff, my office staff are meeting there and we're going to go on three or four different companies whale watch and just kind of learn and get inspired. And also we're recruiting, we're hiring drivers and additional boat crew. So it's totally work. We're going to be working and working so hard in Maui and of course spreading the word about what we do there. Then I also am going to the Los Angeles Travel and Adventure Show. And then I think Cruise 360, those are the last ones for this year. But the great thing for agents to know about Hawaii and Alaska, Lorene, you reminded me, because in Ohio, I was talking to a gentleman who all he does is book Hawaii with his clients. And I told him, I said, people who go to Hawaii go to Alaska. It's the same people. And he just like watched his eyes open up as he realized that he needs to get busy and get learning about Alaska, because you're right. There is quite an affinity. And so that's something really good for agents, I believe, to know that if you book your clients in Hawaii, the next thing you should do is book them in Alaska and vice versa.
Exactly. You know, and I was at a conference where our keynote speaker said, you know, who during this session thought of a new, you know, hashtag thing? So I, of course, being who I am, I stood up and raised my hand. Of course, she knew who I was. And she's like, Lorene, what did you just come up with? And I said, hashtag I sell 49 and 50.
Good.
She's like, okay, everybody, the bar just went high. Beat that.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, in speaking as someone, you know, although I'm a travel agent, I actually am not a taker of a lot of travel. I'm a seller of travel. But when people see me on Facebook, they go, oh, you travel so much. I'm like, not really. But when I was on Maui, really liked Trilogy. They were a really honorable company. And I don't know if they're one of the ones on your list to check out, but you should check them out.
I definitely will. Yeah, right now I've got three captains over there, and they're all like fighting for our time. We only have 1 week there, but we're going to try to see it all. And yeah, they all want to show off for us. And of course, we're very willing to let them.
Oh, okay. If I have to. Yes.
Yes. Exactly.
One of the things, you know, while we were talking, my pea brain was putting a puzzle together as you were talking. So let's say I have clients I'm sending on an Alaska dream cruise. Right. So it's not your standard inside passage, but nowadays most of them are doing starting or ending in Juneau to Sitka and a week in between. So that would also be another good connection, right? If you've got clients who are coming in for a small ship experience.
What they would want, anyone on Uncruise or Alaska Dream Cruises or any of those smaller ones, of course they're not gonna need to go whale watching with me, because they'll, you know, those smaller ships can get you to the same place as my whale watching boats go to. So unless they're particularly, you know, avid whale watchers, which those people do exist, I'm working with two sets of groups right now who are flying up to Juneau for a week, and they want to go whale watching about 5 times each. And that's because, and I usually get a couple of those. So unless they're super avid whale watchers, you don't need to book them on my whale watch. However, when they fly up here, they'll probably be a night or two in a hotel. And then you would want to schedule them to go out with our company to the Mendenhall Glacier, at very least. On top of that, something like what your clients are doing with me, a custom tour to the Glacier Gardens and to the Hatchery and to the Mendenhall Glacier in a smaller vehicle. That would be something that they would enjoy doing either pre or post their small ship cruise.
Got it. Perfect. Okay, so here's the lame question, but I'm going to ask it anyway, even though it's being recorded. Would, if I have clients, like I actually do have clients in September, they're going to be on the last sailing. So it starts in Sitka on the 2nd, and I believe ends in Juneau on the 9th. Are you still open and I would be able to have a post-cruise?
Yes.
For them? Okay, because I know that's kind of
No, that's not a stupid question at all. Like I said, I open for the first cruise ship on April 30th, and then I'm open much longer than Dream Cruises is. For example, let me double check my last day. The last cruise ship actually is coming to Juneau on October 2nd. So I'm open until October 2nd.
Okay.
we squeeze every last ounce out of the cruise ship season. So you know what'll happen is on October 3rd, there's going to be a party of two that fly in a hotel, and they didn't do any research, and they're going to be so disappointed that everything's closed.
Oh, what? The streets rolled up. What? Now, would you be able to, this may not be something you do, but if you have a client or an agent who's trying to book a post package, would you give recommendations for hotel accommodations, or could you book that also and put it into a package for them?
I can do that for them. It would be better if the agent did that and I could make recommendations, because then the commissions would go to the agent.
Okay.
But as a service, I'm always happy to tell you which hotels to stay at, and I don't charge for that. But and it's the same with anything they might want to do on a helicopter or a float plane. I can book all of that, but then there's not really any agent commission, because then I become the agent, right? So, but I'm very happy to tell you who to book with, and there's three helicopter companies in town, and one of them is my favorite because I feel like they cancel the least, and they're also a completely independent company like me. So I feel like they hustle to keep their customers happier. So I love giving recommendations. I love recommending other local companies like myself. I'll be very straight with you. My success is because we have happy customers. We got number one on TripAdvisor because we got thousands and thousands of happy customers. So I'm not about the sale, because I have a long-term vision for our company. And so for 7 years, I've been working on our reputation. And the way I got that is by standing behind my product and giving the occasional refund. If I felt like if a customer complains and I feel like we didn't give the 5-star service that we normally do, I give the refund. I'm not concerned about every dollar. I'm concerned about the long term. And as an agent, I'm concerned that your clients are thrilled with what you book them on. In fact, with agents, I'm even more generous with, you know, refunds or standing behind products, because I know that it's not just my reputation on the line, it's yours as well. And if I make your clients happy, or I, you know, have a satisfaction guarantee with you, then I know you're going to call me again and again. And it was scary at first when I first approached my brother 7 years ago, and I said, I think this is how we need to operate when it comes to customer service. But he let me do it. And let me tell you, it has paid off in spades. And that's how we hit number one on TripAdvisor.
There you go. And that's how you're the rock star general manager. Boom.
I try.
Oh, well, and it's too bad that you're not coming to the San Francisco show, because we're having our NACTA luncheon timed so that the Alaska crew, when they're in town, are coming to our lunch. We do this every year.
Yeah.
We just I set it up like literally in September, going, who's going? We'll pick a date. You just tell us and we'll have our luncheon. So this year we're having Marsha from Visit Anchorage, Dee Dee, gotta love Dee Dee O'Brien, and also the Tracy from the Alaska Railway.
So, oh man, That woman is wonderful. Brand new to the team. You would never know it. You'd think she was born and raised on that train. She is fantastic. I'm a huge fan of hers. I just sat there with my mouth hanging open. She knew her stuff. She was so delightful and professional. And wow, that was amazing. She's amazing. You'll love her.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Excellent. Thank you. Well, if you change your mind, you want to kind of fly down here and then you can hang out with us. Like I said, we have a spare room. You can come and explore Sonoma County and then you can go to LA and all that. You can fly through the Santa Rosa Airport, just in case you didn't know that, because people don't realize our airport, Horizon Air, AKA owned by Alaska. You can fly, it's STS from Santa Rosa to Seattle, up to you, because we've gone all the way up to Anchorage and back. You can go from here to LAX.
Ta-da. Well, what's the exact date of your luncheon? I may very well be able to do that.
There you go. February 15th is our luncheon.
Okay. And I'll look at it. Who knows? Maybe I'll be able to sandwich it in.
There you go. And you have a place to spend the night.
Oh,
I'll even drive you down. But
you.
We've gotten off a little course here.
Yes,
sorry, Barry. So, Barry, I know you're quietly listening because you probably have a little creature with you making noise, because, you know, that's how we do our podcast. We have real life in the background. You always put yourself on mute.
Yeah, we do have two little dogs, and many of the longtime listeners know Coco, and we have Gidget here too, and quite often they want center stage, and they can take it anytime they want to, because not much we can do about it in the middle of a recording. So yeah, I'm on mute, but I do have a question. You know, quite often when I go on tours, I really love the knowledge that's transferred between the tour guides and the group. And, you know, I was looking at your website, and as I mentioned earlier, when we were talking before the recording, it, you know, you have a group that kind of fascinates me in terms of tour guides, and a lot of them are college students, and I kind of have a special place in my heart for college students. And I just think that that's just got to be a great experience for your people on your tours.
Well, yeah, definitely. I appreciate you bringing that up. Yeah, most of our naturalists and tour guides on our boats are college students. A lot of them are locals and students who are studying marine biology up here. And then on the other side, a lot of our tour guides on the land portion and the buses are retirees. So I'm always recruiting and hiring college students and retirees. I love our bus drivers. A lot of them they've all come from various walks of life. And then many of them either have a commercial driver's license, or I help them get a commercial driver's license. And we train them to drive our buses and give out a lot of fun information on the drive from the cruise ship out to our boats and out to the Mendenhall Glacier, et cetera. So that's one of the many things I love about our company, is we have all ages represented. It's definitely fun. So we have our boat crew and, naturalists tend to be college age. Our boat captains tend to be adventurous people in their 30s and very early 40s. Our bus drivers tend to be retirees in their second or third career. And then our salespeople are our wild adventurers. They work and sell for 5 months on the docks, and then they spend the rest of the year traveling Asia or South America or somewhere where they can have epic adventures, but their dollar will go a long way. And then I've got a couple of amazing pillars, and those are my office staff and other management that sticks close and has, you know, maybe only a 2-month break before they come back to work. So I love it. I find so much joy in working with everything from millennials and younger up through, you know, the boomers and retirees and everything in between. And I was saying to Barry, we're super grateful because we have such a high retention rate, which is really unexpected to me, considering I'm only offering employment for most of these people for 5 months. So that means a lot of people are planning the other 7 months of their year around being able to come back to Alaska every year. And I think that's a testimony to what a wonderful place it is, what a fun job it is. Every year I'm so grateful and surprised at the quality people that just keep coming back, and then all of the new people that we attract. So that's one of the things I'm thankful for every day.
Well, when we were talking earlier, you'd mentioned something that my head went, oh, that'd be a fun tour. I'm sure it'd be totally a lot of work for you to do, but to have a food tour.
Well, there is one. No, well, I personally don't have one, but there's a wonderful one in town. It's called Juno Food Tours. You can check it out online. And when you contact them, drop my name, because the lady who runs it is a friend of mine. And she's amazing. She also picks people up on foot from the cruise ship terminal and takes them around. They get a bag of swag of samples, food samples from all over our town. And then you go to anywhere from 4 to 7 restaurants. And she has 2 different ones. I believe she has one that's really all food, and then with just a little bit of optional alcohol. And then she has one that is specifically for those who like to diddle and drink that goes to the different distilleries and breweries as well. So yeah, I highly recommend Juno Food Tours. This is a legitimate local lady who is super high quality. She's been working in the food industry in Juno for years. She's does our food reviews in our local newspaper, and she's quite an establishment in our town. So I highly recommend Juno Food Tours.
Oh, perfect. Well, it's good to know. Good to know. Thank you. I'm all about supporting local, and you know, bringing it back to you and why you're on our podcast today is this is wonderful. You know, this is what you have to offer is what I want to offer to my clients. I want to offer my clients something a little different, not that they can, you know, just get from the ship online, get them away from the ship for a while. I love having people, you know, have a much more unique experience. That's why, you know, for example, when I have clients going to do the upper part of the state, I book with Salmon Berry Tours when they're doing a land portion, you know, either pre-cruise or post-cruise, because as an agent, we do have the option just to do it the easy way and go, here you go, Princess Cruise Line, here's my client, do it all. But I like having things unique. I want my clients to understand that I put more work into their time and into their package than just simply checking a box that says cruise and tour for them. And so you bring that to my clients. Thank you so much. And it's awesome to have you here. I'm really glad we were able to connect the 2 times. I remember one of the times that I connected with you, I think I approached you after the conference, emailing you a photo saying, you may not remember me, but I was the one who kind of put my arms out and said, all of you get together on stage, because you were all running around like cats, as you normally do. But it was in Florida, and we were trying to get a group shot of everybody. So here I am standing in front of all these strangers. Get together. Get friendly. Okay, stand still so I can take a picture, please.
We had fun at that NACTA conference in Fort Lauderdale. We did the Alaska luncheon, and we were laughing afterwards, because afterwards we felt like rock stars. Everyone's response to our talk was so, it was just very encouraging and inspiring to us. Whenever I run into any of the people that were on that lunch panel with me, we always like reminisce about that little brush with feeling like rock stars that, you know, it doesn't happen every day. It was pretty wonderful.
That's great. And I know you work trade shows, so hopefully if any of you listening are at a trade show, you'll go, "Hi, I heard you on the podcast." So thank you again for being here. Before Barry and I close out, would you kindly just give one more time how people can reach you? Are you on Facebook, a phone number? What's the best way to look for your information and book with you?
Excellent. Well, the best way is to go to www.junowhalewatch.com. And on there, scroll all the way down, you'll see everything we offer in Juneau and Skagway. You can email us at reservations@junowhalewatch.com, and you can call us at 907-723-9209, or we also have a 800 number, 1-844-4-WHALES. We love travel agents. We offer 20% commission, and we try to make it really easy for you on our website. But if you want, we'll gladly give you personal help either via email or on the phone at any time. Oh, and on Facebook, yeah, it's Juno Whale Watch on Facebook. Oh, and a little plug about Facebook that I'm so proud of is all of the images and video that are on Facebook are all authentic from customers, from people who are actually on our tour. So obviously on our website, we have some beautiful professional photos as well. But what I love and so proud of is our Facebook is so impressive, and it's all just our guests and things they shared with us. So you can really get a realistic perspective on what you could see when you're out on our tours. And also, of course, Skagway tours on Facebook as well. That's the same thing. These are all images shared with us from customers.
That's great. So let's say, for example, someone listens to our podcast and they want to, they'll just book something for their clients and know when they're coming in. How do you know they're a travel agent? Is there something they should, a code they should use?
Yeah, exactly. I recommend an agent contact us first via email. And then what I'll do is I'll give you the promo code. We can work with agents two different ways, depending on how you're working with each individual client. Sometimes the client gives you their card. And if you're using your client's card, then we book at the normal rates and then cut you a commission check later. Or if you're using your company card, then I just give you a promo code and you just book directly on the site with the promo code and I just charge the net rate.
Well, thank you. And Barry, how do people reach you if they want to reach out to you?
Well, they can email me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And on Facebook, it's facebook.com/HBTAS, the initials for the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. And Laureen, how about you?
I can be reached at sharptongued@mac.com, and that's sharptongued@mac.com. For Facebook, it's Laureen R. That's LaureenR. That's just me, funky me. My business one, which is more business related and less funky me, is Sharp Tongue Consulting. So either one's fine. One has my personality. The other one, totally work-related. I'm a travel agent. I'm a seller of travel. So that's what you see. So thank you, everybody, for giving us your time. We hope you enjoyed this. Please support Juno Tours. They're wonderful. Support the little people, just like you like people to support you.
All right. Thank you, Serene and Laureen. And we will catch y'all later. Okay, thank you, Lorene and Serene. Thank you for the great show, and I really appreciate you coming by, Serene, and being a part of the Home Base Travel Agent Show. And hopefully, we can have you back again, and we'll talk a little bit more about Juno and what you have to offer to the travel agent clients out there. So, this is the end of show number 387 for January, and I want to say thank you for listening, and we will see you again next month. And until then, I wish you all safe travel. Stay healthy, everybody. Bye-bye.